This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Today, I'm delighted to have as my special guest here on the Wednesday Watch, Luke Gibbons. Luke is an Aussie living in Florida and is the marketing director for Kingdom Work Studios. From a pornography addiction that took Luke to rehab in 2010, God has brought him on a transformational journey to now helping other men find freedom through a powerful DVD series called The Conquer Series. The Conquer Series has been used by thousands of churches in over 75 countries, including 500,000 men, to help men learn biblical strategies to conquer porn and walk in freedom. So, Luke, welcome to BPNRadio.com. It's an honor to have you on with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the program today, Dale. It's great to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you, and this is a much needed subject we're talking about today.
Absolutely.
And talk to us about your personal journey and to freedom. I've shared a little bit, and also what Kingdom Works Ministry is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kingdom Works is a film studio based down in Florida, and they created the Conquer series, started creating it back in 2012, and it was released in about 2014. It has been used, as you said, over 75 countries around the world by thousands of churches, and we get stories back every single day from churches who are seeing the impact of it. But I really got involved because of my own struggle. Like I mentioned, my journey took me to rehab in 2010. I had struggled with pornography since I was a young teenager. We got the internet when I was a teenager, and it kind of spiraled out of control as we got that. I started going into chat rooms and searching for pornography online, and it was really a separate part of my life. I was developing as a Christian. I was learning about who God was, and I wanted to serve God, but I had this secret area of my life that I never told anyone about, and it continued to really create almost two separate persons in me. There was this public self, which was this good Christian kid, and then there was this private self, which was this person who didn't tell anybody about the shame that I had about this addiction. And I thought I could quit it by myself. Every time I struggled with it, I said, you know what, I'm never going to come back to this. I'm going to try I'm just not going to do it again. But sure enough, another week later, I'd be back there in front of the computer again and be filled with shame at struggling and acting out with pornography. And so that continued for a good 10 years until I ended up I had moved cities to go to university. I had started a career after I'd finished university. So it followed me through those different stages of life. And even some days I was going to work on just 1 hour's sleep after staying up all night and viewing pornography. So it was really affecting every aspect of my life, not to mention my relationship with God. And I knew that it was something that he was putting his finger on and prompting me to open up to some of my friends and to get help. So it really had affected a large part of my life, and as you mentioned, I had to go to rehab to really start to deal with that.
It's amazing, and I know you have an incredible story. I was a boy, Luke, you had to go to an X-rated movie, face public scrutiny to watch pornography. Of course, it's not like it is today, but now people can watch it in the confines of their own home, their own room, and it's a major problem, not only to non-Christians but Christians as well, right?
Absolutely. The fact that it can be done without anybody knowing now is one of the biggest struggles for guys in the church because it's a secret sin. Mm-hmm. It's something that they can keep under wraps. But, you know, in James, it tells us that we need to confess our sins to one another and pray for one another so that we can be healed. And mm-hmm. that was something that I hadn't really taken into perspective when I was struggling. I thought, you know, I've confessed it to you, God. I don't need to tell anybody else. And then I realized that he was telling me, no, I'm part of a church. I'm part of a body of believers. And that part of that is being open and honest about what we're struggling with so that we can pray for one another, mm-hmm. so that we can encourage one another, and so that we can help each other through those struggles. But that was something that I had kind of missed in my faith journey, and that's why I struggled for so long. But eventually God pushed me to open up to some of my friends, and they were able to help me get the help that I needed.
Mm-hmm. How did you get free, Luke?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I opened up to a couple of friends. That took a process of a couple of years. It was really our church started to talk about this from the pulpit, and that challenged me. And then I heard other friends who had struggled with it and were finding freedom, and I thought, you know, I wish I had that braveness to be able to, and that boldness to be able to share that, you know, this is a struggle that I have had, and I'm free from it now. And so that really challenged me a lot, and God was working on me and prompting me to open up to my friends. And as I did that, they were able to suggest some things to me, and they were able to go away and do some research and come back and say, look, we can see that this is affecting a large part of your life. We think you should go to rehab. And I was like, oh, that's a big deal. And then they told me how much it was, and then I said, that's a really big deal. But, you know, I was prepared to do anything at that stage. Like, I'd gotten to the place where I was like, you know, this is going to consume me if I don't do something about this. Mm-hmm. And it already was consuming me. I felt like I had this, it was the biggest thing in the way of my relationship with God. And mm-hmm. so I knew that I had to get help. And so they drove me to this rehab facility a week later, and it was about a day's drive from where we lived. And I remember them praying with me as they were about to leave, and I just broke down in tears. And I saw their car drive out of these big iron gates, and the iron gates shut behind their car, and I knew I was stuck there for 6 weeks, and I knew I had to really deal with this issue. And it was a hard day. That was probably my low point, and it's a day that I look at where God broke me down and then began to build me back up from there. Mm-hmm. And I just remember breaking down and crying a lot that day and opening up. And it wasn't a Christian rehab, so I had to lean into God myself. I couldn't rely on anybody else's faith to carry me through. I had to, you know, there were days when I would go up into my room and I would just pray and I would just spend time with God, and so it was a real time of me building intimacy with God as well.
Some people have told me that the pornography addiction is worse than heroin addiction. I don't know, but I know it's a terrible thing, and it's destroying so many across this nation and around the world. So after 6 weeks, were you free?
Yeah. It's funny, I had this perception of, you know, they say quit anything for 30 days and you'll be free of it. But the reality is that breaking free from pornography, especially something that's deeply ingrained in your brain chemistry, mm-hmm. it does take a 2 to 5 year process. Now, in terms of me acting out with pornography, I didn't go back to it after that first day in rehab, but I can see now that there were habits that I had and thought patterns that I had that took a long time for me to work through. And so even after those 6 weeks in rehab, I was going to counseling, I was going to support groups for a number of years after that. And then God really started to encourage me to open up and start talking to my friends about it. And mm-hmm. I started to realize that a lot of them had a struggle with it or had a struggle with it in their past. Mm-hmm. And I realized that this wasn't just me that struggled with it. It was a large portion of people that I knew in the church who had a struggle with this as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's amazing. How did you get involved with Kingdom Works?
Yeah, so I had been volunteering with an organization in Australia. We were educating pastors on this topic, and I was over here We traveled over to the US a few times to meet with people and find out about resources. I was coming over to speak at a conference in West Palm Beach, and I found this video trailer online, this film trailer for the Conquer series. And I thought, this looks incredible. This resource looks like it really captures what I learned in rehab and ties it together with the biblical principles that we know to be truth. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to learn more about it. And I reached out to the film studio, and it just happened to be that they were in the same city that I was speaking at this conference. So I was able to meet with the director, get some copies of the series and take that back to Australia and go through it with my friends at church. I saw it have an impact on those guys at my church, and I thought, this is really powerful. And the year later, God brought me on a journey that led me to come to the US. I had my tickets booked. I didn't know where I was going to be working. And the director of Kingdom Work Studios contacted me on Facebook the very week that I was due to fly out to America and said he had a position that he wanted to talk to me about. And so it really was a God story about how he led me from having a struggle with pornography through to bringing me over here to be able to help guys get access to a resource that really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys are making a difference. And how did the Kingdom Works studio, how did that come about, and in what ways are you helping so many? And we're talking about men, but I guess women can be addicted to pornography also, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We specifically created a series for men, but we also know that women do struggle with pornography, and we do have a number of women's groups who use the series to learn about, because it still does have applicable knowledge that is really helpful in that situation as well. In terms of how Kingdom Works came to create the Conquer series, our director and his wife were at church one Sunday, and their pastor was talking about the statistics to do with pornography in the church, and they really felt prompted to go out and create the Conquer series. So they took 2 years and they just started to work on it and interview experts from across the country. They connected with Dr. Ted Roberts, who's the host of the Conquer series, and he is the founder of Pure Desire Ministries, who's been helping church leaders deal with this issue in their church for decades. And so they found him, and he has some great teaching on this topic. And so being able to work with him to create this series has been incredible.
And you not only have the series, but I know when I've tried to contact you, you have a person on the line that says, can we help you or what have you. So I know you guys have an ongoing ministry for people that want to contact you confidentially.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's always our aim. We know that there's often pastors in a situation where they might be struggling with this, or people who don't feel like they're at the stage where they can open up publicly about this. So we do have someone there who can chat with them and just talk them through what they can do to find help and find freedom. And, you know, we can connect people with local churches who have already bought the series and are running the series. And so that's really our aim, is to help people get connected and to get into a process that can help them find freedom.
And how can people connect with you? What is your website info?
Yeah, our website is conquerseries.com. And they can jump on there and chat with someone. So it's conquerseries.com. That's conquerseries.com. And that's where they'll be able to connect with our chat agent, and you can also find our phone number there and connect with us that way as well.
You guys are doing an amazing work. It's good to have you on today. For those of you who just joined us.
Yeah, it's a blessing to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It's so good to have Luke Gibbons on with me today from Kingdom Works Studios, located in Florida. And we're talking about pornography addiction. So many, I guess, are being addicted every day. How quick does it take to be addicted, Luke? How long does it take?
Really. Yeah, that's a good question, and we do have a person who talks about that in the Conquer series. Any use of pornography is not healthy. We know that it goes against what we believe as healthy sexuality, as described in the Bible, and we know that that's not healthy on any level. In terms of addiction, it can be addictive straight away. Like, I know I still remember the first time that I saw pornography. It ingrained in my brain. And so over time, though, what happens is you create a pathway to it. So if you are feeling stressed or lonely or angry, different emotions can act as triggers that send us on down that pathway, and we'll go to pornography every time we feel that emotion. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was loneliness. Anytime that I felt lonely, I would go online and I'd start searching for it. So I had to identify those times in my week where, you know, I felt lonely, and that often that was like Saturday morning. And so I knew I needed to be in a group. I needed to be connected to other men on the phone and talking to them and just not isolating in those times. And so those are some of the principles that you'll learn in the Conquer series as well, and looking at techniques to, okay, how do I deal with those triggers and those emotions when I'm in that situation.
And what the series, what does it include? How many hours? How many episodes? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so it's a DVD series. It's two volumes. So there's six discs in each volumes and five lessons. So in all, it's 10 lessons if you get both volumes. It goes for about 30 to 45 minutes for each DVD. And so in all, there's probably about 7.5 hours of teaching. And it's really powerful as well. So it'll take you through the problem and looking at, well, what is the problem, and then going in depth into learning about the brain and how pornography affects the brain, and then on into the solution and techniques that you can use to daily walk in freedom. And it includes, we have a study guides and a journal that guys can use to actively put in place the things that they're learning through the DVDs.
Well, that's good. That's amazing. You guys are doing amazing work. And all of the countries, the churches and countries and individuals that are participating is quite amazing, because I know that the porno addiction is so rampant in this nation. Do you have any statistics on how many people are addicted to porno in America?
Absolutely.
How many men? How many women?
Yeah, it's quite astonishing. So in the church, 68% of men regularly view pornography. 68% of church-going men.
68% of church-going men.
Yeah, if you're sitting,
that is mind-boggling.
Next to a bunch of guys in church, yeah, it's crazy.
And what about? I know it is. What about women?
Yeah, so there's some different statistics out there for women. Generally, they say it's 30. It's growing up, though. It's going up with younger generations. So around 30%, 30-35%. And that's really hard for a lot of women who struggle, because it's even more shameful for them to be able to talk about that struggle as well. So that is absolutely something that is really important to consider. And even beyond the Conquer series, there's a couple of courses that Pure Desire Ministries have that are more in-depth and go further than the Conquer series. The Conquer series is like boot camp, and then you have these one-year programs that people can go on into after that and really start to put in place some long-term behavior change strategies.
So there is hope.
Absolutely, yeah. That's something that I like to talk about. Like, I think about where I was when I was struggling with pornography before I went to rehab, and I never thought that I would be free. Like, there were times when I thought, I don't know if I'm ever going to break free from this. But I'm so glad today when I look back on that and I can say, you know, there is freedom. And I talk to guys who are in that situation and they think, you know, this is just going to be something that I struggle with forever. But the truth is that God does have freedom for us. Like, there is power in the gospel, and there's power in what Jesus did for us on the cross. And that is power that brings us to freedom. And we do see that every single day from guys who go through the Conquer series. And like, just from one guy that I know who's been through it, he said, "We have been using the Conquer series for over a year, showing this to hundreds of men. It has been not only a godsend for these men, but for me personally." So that's from the leader himself. He's actually gone through it and found that it has had a lasting impact on him. And then another guy said, "I have just finished the Conquer series, and it has helped me tremendously with my porn addiction and my walk with God. Thank you for creating the series." Yeah. So we're seeing those kind of stories come back every single day from guys who are going through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's hope. And, you know, I guess in some Christian circles, there are people that say, well, all you need to do is just have someone to take you through deliverance, and that's all you need. Well, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I think that it's important to understand, yeah, absolutely, we need prayer, we need people to partner up with us, but we also have to understand that this is also a brain problem as well. So a lot of the time in church, we'll say, you know, you just need to pray more, you just need to read your Bible more, memorize Bible passages, but all of that amounts to trying harder, mm-hmm. and that's not grace. If we try harder, and those things in and of themselves aren't bad, I should say, but when we do those, when we're just trying harder, and we're just trying to not view pornography, when we're just doing that, you know, we feel defeated because we've tried harder, and we've learned that that doesn't work. And so what we need is grace. We need to understand grace to the depths of what of our soul and in our heart, what God did for us on the cross. Mm-hmm. And from that starting point, from that grace, then we start to get a picture of who God says we are. We have to understand our, not self-esteem, but God esteem, who God says we are. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of guys who are struggling with pornography have this belief about themselves that they are worthless, that, you know, they're not going to amount to anything. And they have a lot of these deep-seated beliefs that really go to the heart of why they struggle, because they keep going back to act out that worthlessness that they feel in the depths of their soul. And so we have to use God's word to speak into that and let that transform us and make us new.
Yeah, I agree. What about accountability?
Yeah, that's absolutely important. And so the way that the Conquer series is used is in Conquer groups. So churches will run it, or there'll be online Conquer groups, and guys will get together and they will meet every week. They'll watch the DVDs together, and then they'll break off into discussion groups of about five or six guys. And they'll spend that time going through accountability from the previous week, and they will have discussion about what they've watched on the DVDs that week. And then throughout the week, they're calling each other, they're connecting with each other, they're texting each other, saying, hey, how are you doing today? Here's a Bible passage that I feel like is for you today. So just encouraging one another. That's the real essence of the Conquer series, is really getting into those groups and being accountable to one another.
Mm-hmm. What about setting boundaries?
So setting boundaries is really important, and that can be things like we talked about triggers before, and understanding what is triggering us. So, for example, if I know that Saturday mornings is my spot where I usually act out, then I need to know that I don't need to be near a computer at that time of day. Or for many guys today, it's their phone, and so boundaries really is, okay, where am I putting my phone at night? Do I have it next to my bed? Probably doesn't need to be there. I need to put my phone in the kitchen or somewhere away where I'm going to be tempted from it. And so looking at those things to put in place proper boundaries that are not going to mean that we get drawn back into viewing pornography.
Right. Well, I know, I'm aware that the battle is heating up. It's raging. I mean, even Netflix, even Amazon, there's all kinds of opportunities if people want to participate more and more, and that's why I was asking about boundaries.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just something that continues to ramp out of control. Like when I struggle with pornography, like when at the beginning we didn't have the internet, and then we got the internet, and that got out of control for me. For guys today, they're on their phones. That's even more. More difficult to break free from. Mm-hmm. And then the next step is virtual reality pornography and everything that is coming along with that, and where the world is heading with technology. We have to be even more alert. And so as the church, we have to learn about these things, and then we have to learn about the dangers of them and how we can put in place safety mechanisms and boundaries that are going to help us deal with the temptation that lies there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So some people talk about soft porn and hard porn. Is there a difference, and how do you respond to that?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. A lot of people say, well, what is pornography? I think we have to come back to Scripture and really understand and spend time reading what God's plan for us is in sex. And any time when we're looking at something that is, you know, and not our wife, not someone we're married to, then that person is someone else's wife or someone else's husband. Mm-hmm. And we're viewing them in a way that is not healthy for us. That is, we're taking someone captive in our mind and we are using them for our own pleasure. And so I think really we have to look at our motives when we're watching even some films that can be pornographic in nature. We have to be really careful about that. Mm-hmm. But it's not just films either. Sounds can be even more triggering than visual stimulation. So there can be even looking at, and I'm not saying that music is necessarily pornography, but it can be pornographic in nature. And so you have mm-hmm. to really take into consideration, what am I viewing, what am I listening to, and how is it triggering me into a sexualized mindset, rather than having our mindset focused on who God mm-hmm. created us to be and who mm-hmm. we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm. And what about articles? What about reading?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's often a problem, often for females, but even for guys, it's more of the narrative style of erotica and that kind of stuff. And so often that will be where that struggle takes place. And so we do have to be careful about what we read as well, and even the types of magazines that are out there. Mm. So we really have to be careful with any kind of media that we look at and watch, and that we bring into our home and expose our children to as well, because mm-hmm. their minds are developing. And I know for me, I was exposed at a young age, and that's when, you know, that's how I became sexualized. Mm-hmm. When we have rigid homes in the evangelical church, we often don't talk about sex, but there are people who are talking to our kids about sex, and that's right. often the media. And so if we're silent on this topic and the media is talking to them, mm-hmm. that's how they're going to be discipled. Mm-hmm. And so we have to remember that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. What about masturbation?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of guys will struggle with that question and that kind of thing. But in the Conquer series, we learn about how our brain works and what happens at the point of orgasm. And so we have these chemicals in our brain that form like a bonding. And so one of them is oxytocin, and oxytocin is something that is released in females when they first give birth to a child, and they're breastfeeding. That's a bonding hormone that allows that woman to really bond with her child, but it's also released during viewing pornography and orgasm. It was designed so that we would bond with our wife or our husband, mm-hmm. and when we view pornography, we're bonding to whatever we're looking at on the screen. When we masturbate, we are bonding to whatever we are thinking about at that point in time. And so for many guys, when they engage in that, is that they're bonding themselves to someone who is not their spouse. And so what you're doing is you're creating a fantasy of what should be practiced and is created for a loving relationship, and it's taking it and using it for just yourself, for your own pleasure. And so really it's looking at, well, is this something that is serving my husband or my wife? Is this something that is serving our relationship? And I would say for most guys it's not. It's something that they're doing just for themselves. And so that's something that we really need to ask ourselves. And so we talk about that in the Conquer series, and we say, you know, when you look at the science behind it, it's not healthy for guys to engage in that. I know there's teaching in the church that says, you know, it's okay, but really when we look at it and we understand what's happening in our bodies as we partake in it, it's not healthy for us. And we've got a great blog that includes some quotes from C.S. Lewis on the Conquer Series website that talks a little bit more about that in depth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good response, Luke, because I know that there are people that says, well, the Bible doesn't talk much about that subject. And so, you know, there's some Christians that say, I'm not clear about that. So, yeah, I appreciate you addressing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that, you know, I found for myself, once I broke free from pornography, then really masturbation kind of dissipated for me. But there's other mm-hmm. guys who, you know, they'll resort to that instead of viewing pornography. But it's important that we don't justify the things mm-hmm. that we do, and we bring them to God, and we make sure that we say, God, is this something that you're concerned about in my life? And he will open that up to us and put his finger on it if it's something that we need to deal with. So what the real question is, are we prepared to give up anything mm-hmm. for the sake of following God?
Mm-hmm.
And he will often help to shape us along that path. So it's not something that we have to... We're not on our own in this journey. God is working in us and through us as we do it. And that's why it's important to be a part of a body of believers, be in a conquer group, where you can have the support of other men as you walk that journey, that they can point you back to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing how you guys have done your homework, Luke. And I know that men and women and churches and different groups can participate by purchasing your series. How much does the series cost?
Yeah, so there's two volumes. If you just get volume one, it's $129.95 for the DVD set. If you get both volumes together, it's that you save $60. It's $199.90, and it is. You know, there are churches where you can go if you can't afford to buy it personally, that you mm-hmm. can go and you can be part of a conquer group. Mm-hmm. And many times they'll just ask you to contribute some money to cover the costs of the materials, but some churches will run it completely for free as well. So that's important mm-hmm. to know. And you can find out about local churches. You can fill out a form on our website under Get Involved, and we can connect you with a local church mm-hmm. so that you can get connected that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, absolutely, if you would like to run the Conquer series, if you're a church leader, I really want to encourage you to do it. You know, there's news all over. Every week there's news about another church leader who has had a moral failing in this
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really serious about helping church leaders in this area as well, whether it's helping them get equipped to lead their church as well and to address this issue in their church, or to deal with this in their own personal lives. We really want to help them do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a church a couple of years ago in a town called Steinbach in Canada. They had 1,300 guys go through the Conquer series. The town was only had 13,000 people in it, so 10% of that town has gone through the series. And they have seen such dramatic change in the life of their church and mm-hmm. in the life of their town
mm-hmm.
as a result of it. They've seen marriages restored. They've seen families healed and men find freedom and become leaders in the church mm-hmm. as a result of it. So there is only good things that come from addressing this. I know there's a lot of fear when a church leader first starts to look at addressing this topic, but there is only good about dealing with this properly in their church.
Yeah, I certainly believe that pastors and church leaders, group leaders, certainly need to be talking about this. And I know that you guys have done your homework. You've invested years into this series. $200 could save a person's life. I mean, what would be $200 if it could save your life?
We say get a group of 10 guys together, and it's only $20 each. Like, it's not a lot of money when you get a group of guys together and you can all contribute mm-hmm. Some money to make it happen. Or, you know, if you're going to use the series a number of times, and we really encourage churches to make it a regular ministry of their church, that they mm-hmm. have four groups a year that go through it, then that allows guys to go through an ongoing healing in mm-hmm. this. And that's what we need. We need healing in the church in this area. 68% of men in the church struggle with pornography.
Yeah,
we are desperate for this.
It's amazing. There's a spiritual war going on, no doubt, in America as well as other nations of the world. We need to address this. I'm so glad to have you on today. If someone wants to start their own conquer group, do you have information mm-hmm. on how to start a group?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got information on the Conquer Series website. We also have a place where they can sign up so that we can connect with them and guide them through that process. Again, that's under Get Involved at ConquerSeries.com, and then start a group, and that's how they can sign up for that. Mm-hmm. And we'll get them connected and help them. We've got a secret Facebook group for Conquer leaders, and that's where they share about how they can get groups up and running and how to promote a group in their church and all the questions that a pastor or a church leader might have about how they would get started. Mm-hmm. And we can equip them with what they need to do that.
Mm. Luke Gibbons, what an honor to have you on today. You've done an excellent job. You've answered all of our questions, and I'm sure there's other many other questions that may not have been asked today, but I know that people can participate, and they can get started by contacting you and Kingdom Works. Tell the people one more time how they can order your series, how they can get involved. And then I want you to say a prayer, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you want to find out more about the Conquer Series, or if you just want to talk to someone today, visit conquerseries.com. That's conquerseries.com, conquerseries.com. And we'd love to chat with you and just support you in dealing with this issue in your life, in your church, or in your family. And we'd love to help you get up and running and find freedom. We'd love to connect you with that. Let's pray, and yes. Let's pray for God's grace as we come to Him now.
Okay.
Lord, I just thank you for the way that you are rescuing us. You came for us while we were still sinners, and you loved us in that moment, and you rescued us, God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the way that you transform us. And God, we don't deserve any of that. But you love us anyway, and so God, we come to you. We come to you as a broken church, as broken people, and we need you. We need your love in our life. We need your healing and your power. And so God, we just pray that you would help every man who is struggling, every woman who is struggling, every family that is feeling broken, every marriage that is on the brink of divorce because of pornography, because of sexual misconduct, that you would just bring grace and healing to that situation. Lord, you can see every situation right now, right across the church, right around the world, and you know every situation, God, and so we just pray that you would have your hand over that. Lord, we pray that that church leaders would be bold in dealing with this issue in their churches. We pray that you would convict people to know that they need to do something about this, that they wouldn't let it be something that just sits on the side of their desk any longer, but they would make this a priority to deal with this today, to stand up and say, I'm not going to let our church be drawn to bits by pornography or by sexual misconduct, but I'm going to make a stand, and I'm going to see healing in the lives of the men in my church. I'm going to see healing in the families that we have. So, Lord, I just pray for that right now. I just pray that you would continue to bring that healing, God, that it would just continue to flow like a river through the church, and that we would see revival as a result of it, God. Mm-hmm. That we would see a world that starts to look at the church and see you, God, that they would see you, when they think of church, they wouldn't think of sexual abuse, but they would think of Christ, and mm-hmm. that's what we're meant to be. Mm-hmm. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bring us back to that. We pray that you would bring us back to wholeness as a church,
yes.
And that you would set us free, that we would be men that would be free, that we would be families that would be healed, and that we could stand firm in you, God. And we thank you that our identity is not in what we've done. It's not in our struggle. Our identity is in you and in you alone, God. And so we thank you. We give you full praise today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Luke Gibbons, thank you for being on today. I personally am going to order this series today, and I'm going to encourage every other pastor, church leader, as well as a listener to do the same, because I do believe that God wants us to be free, and I believe that you guys can help us. Luke, thank you very much for being on. God bless you.
Thank you, Dale. Thanks for having me on, and bless you too. Bless your ministry.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time Day or Night to Pray with Dale Gentry.
I just believe that we can be, I believe we can be clean, I believe that we can be free. I'm going to play some music now, and I'm going to pray for you.
You see whole, I see broken, but you see beautiful, and you're helping me to believe. Nothing too dirty that you can't make worthy. You wash me in mercy. I am clean. There's nothing too dirty.
Purified. the power of sin on my own. I did not know of a place I could go, where I could find a way to heal my wounded soul. You said that I could come into His presence without fear, into the holy place where His mercy hovers near. I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. He said His grace would cover me. His blood will flow freely. It will provide the healing. I'm running to the mercy seat. I'm running to the mercy seat. In the curse of a lifetime of sin, lovely illusions.
Chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. And we've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I gladly stand up next to you
today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.